Good day, this is Michael DeRosa, and I want to talk about Revelation. And my text will be Isaiah chapter 41, verse 20, and it reads like this. They'll see all this and understand. They'll ponder together and come to know that it is a power of the Eternal One that produced this. They will know that the Holy One of Israel created it. Now, while this scripture is referring to God's sparing no expense to bring His people back from a captivity due to their sin against Him, it remains a profound truth that God will stop at nothing to bring us back to know Him as Lord and Savior. Now there is comfort and conviction in such knowledge. Comfort in knowing that the power of His love will demolish any barrier that comes between God and us, and conviction to know that that barrier just might be our own sin. So, if you've fallen victim to the mindset of, unless my life goes well, I cannot believe in a God who supposedly loves me, may I suggest that you actually ask God to see that situation from His perspective? You'll have nothing to lose except your own convictions of right and wrong.